Blog Talk Radio.
My love, ooh, my love, a winner never quits, and a quitter never wins. I thought about what I wanted, and you were on my list.
Diamond B Experience on this lovely, beautiful day, this April 29, 2015. I am so glad you can join me on this lovely, beautiful, joyous day. Of course, I have to give a big shout-out to my number one angel, my mom. I know she's listening, and a big shout-out to my guest from last week. And I hope everyone has had a great week. I'm so glad that you can join me once again. Have a special show this evening. Truly excited. And it is always a pleasure to chat with her. And she is one of the Diamond B Experience's own. Allie was at a very young age when she knew that she wanted to be a publicist, working with blog talk radio shows, blogs, reality television stars. She has experience with dealing with the media and establishing new and credible relationships through networking. Quote by her goes as such, "For me, it is a passion. I enjoy the work that I do, and I like to help people create a buzz about their brand. It makes me feel even better when I see them achieving their goals through my help. Offering services through media outreach, bookings, and other talents, as well as managing social media sites of some aspects." In 2015, Allie partnered with CEO and founder LaToya Hurley of Innovating Marketing and Management. Together, they have produced events, managed reality stars, and brand marketing campaigns, developed a strong network in the Houston, New York, and California markets. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, do help me introduce the wonderful, the dedicated, the beautiful Allie Russo. Allie, you're on Miss Diamond B. How you doing?
Hi, Diamond. I'm fantastic. Thank you. That was such a beautiful introduction. I really appreciate that.
Oh, girl, please. Why, of course, of course. I'm glad that we could chat, and I know that you are such a busy, busy woman, and, you know, everybody who knows this Diamond B knows Allie. So everybody knows of the work that you do, number one, from the Diamond B Experience, but also is familiar with your work in other arenas as well, too. And I know you always have so much that you're doing on the table, but, you know, definitely want to chat with you a little bit more, because I think it's really important for people to know a little bit more about your story, Allie.
Yeah, I mean, it really is interesting, because generally the publicist wouldn't be the one on this side of the table. I do a lot of the work in the background, but I wanted to take the opportunity to, one, come on the show because, you know, it's nice to see, you know, who's really working the whole production and, you know, get the listeners to be introduced to me. And second, I'm at the point in my career now where a lot of big things are happening, and I just think it would be, you know, a great opportunity for us to share with the readers as well, you know, what I've got kind of going on the side as well. So I'm definitely excited to be here, and I'm really excited to see what kind of questions you have for me.
Oh, yes, these are not any questions that you made up.
Yes, you already know.
Yeah, listen, no shame to this Diamond B's game, okay? Allie and I sometimes like bounce questions off of one another. Sometimes she sends questions over for me. Sometimes I do questions. Then I'm also really good with impromptu questions as well, too, and just, you know, doing some things off the top of my head. Sometimes a couple of questions that I just end up not asking any of my guests any of the questions that I have. And I always let them know, like, hey, be flexible, because Miss Diamond B is real as they come, okay? So I may not be always able to stick to those questions that I have on those papers, but yes. So yes, Allie, you know I got something in store for you, girl.
So. I know. I was preparing myself all day. I'm like, oh, man.
So, Allie, you said that you knew at a very young age that you wanted to become a publicist. So I want to know if you could maybe remember something that you did when you were younger in which you kind of thought was in the publicist's realm. At that time, I know you probably didn't necessarily look at it as, oh, yes, I'm doing something that a publicist would do. But now looking back, now that you're older and you know exactly what goes into that position as a publicist, can you recall a time as a young child in which you did something that now you can look back and laugh on it and say, wow, I was a little publicist in the making?
Oh, gosh, yeah. And it's kind of embarrassing, too, because I'm, like, trying to hold back my laughter thinking of it, actually. When I was a kid, we have, like, a circle that we live in. And you know, all the neighborhood kids would play together and whatever. And I always seemed to be the one that, like, took charge of situations. So, like, if somebody got hurt, like, I'd be the one to be running around to the families and the neighbors' doors, like, oh, my God, your son got hurt. We need to call 911. Like, management was right there. Like, I was spreading the word and, like, you know, trying to just get the situation handled. And, you know, I remember being younger and just kind of, you know, thinking about my dad had always ran his own business. So I grew up watching him do that, and I always found it intriguing and, you know, thought it was pretty cool to be your own boss. So I would do, like, you know, typical kid things, like run a lemonade stand or something like that and, you know, advertise by writing the signs and putting them on the sides of the roads so that people knew. So I feel like, you know, I was just a very, like, outgoing child from the beginning. Like, there were nothing held back with me. Like, I was just one of those kids that was, like, loud and, you know, just always knew what I wanted and what I was about to say. So I think that also was something important that helped me become the publicist that I am today. And also, too, I was always on the phone, like, always on the phone. And I contribute that a little bit to my aunt because she was also always on the phone, and I feel like, you know, I get that from her. But, you know, at the same time, too, it's like, you know, I was just always in communication, always knew about what was up and happening. Even, like, on the news, I would watch. I remember when Gloria Estefan got into, like, a train accident or something. Yeah. I told everybody. Yeah. Like, I told everyone. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, was, look,
like,
at you.
Had to spread the news, you know what I mean? So I was always up on that.
Right. And I'm just imagining, because, you know, I work with youth as well, too. I'm just imagining, like, those little kids who are in my program who always try to run and tell their parents something, like, do you know that today? And I'm like, oh, excuse me.
You may have some future publicists on your hands, Diamond.
That's true, exactly. So, you know, that's why I think it's important for us to pay attention to children, because they're evolving at a very young age, you know.
Exactly.
A lot of times people just think, oh, that's a fresh kid, or that's a little kid who's, like, stepping a little over the boundaries. I think that it really is balance within that. If it is a child who has those outgoing personalities and ways to, like, weigh it out for them.
Yeah.
So,
I agree.
You know, yes. You know, when I was introducing you, I had read a quote by you. And you say, you know, for me, it's a passion. I enjoy the work that I do, and I like helping others to create a buzz about their brand. It makes me feel even better when I see them achieving their goals through my help. So I think that people going after their passion is really important. And although when you were younger, you know, you mentioned that that's when it all started, that you enjoyed it, but you know, as we are older and we start to go through life, we try to decide what do we really want to do to make the big bucks, so to say. And sometimes we get away from our passion. So can you think back to a time in which you kind of thought about doing something else, and it was a particular incident or something that you've seen or experienced that made you go back to your passion, Allie?
Oh, definitely. I didn't always start off doing this. It's a passion of mine that I've loved for a long time and grew into loving even more as I grew older, but I didn't start off doing that. When I graduated high school, I wanted to go to school to be a journalist because I also enjoy writing very much, and my dad steered me away from it, saying that journalists don't make a lot of money, and that's really not the field. Communications, that whole field isn't really going anywhere. You should do medical because medical is where it's at. You're always going to do something in medical. So I found myself, you know, struggling with what do I do, because I respect my father a lot and his opinions, and knew that he was very knowledgeable about what was going on in the market and what I should be really focusing a long-term career goal on. So I followed his advice, and I hated it. I went to school and got my my associate's degree in medical administrative assistance, and I did the whole, like, medical coding, billing, transcribing, receptionist type of work. And I got my degree. It was great. But when I got out, there was no jobs. So I was like, okay, Dad, like, I wanted to do this, and you steered me away from it. And look, I got no job. So why did I not follow my goal? So then I got stuck working in a pharmacy, and I enjoyed that. I love helping people. So that was a role where I was good at helping people, you know, and I worked at the pharmacy for 6 years, and I still worked in a medical position. I currently have another 9-to-5 job that I do, and it's medical related. But I decided to go back for my bachelor's, and when I did, I wanted to focus that on corporate communications because that's where my focus was. And I did excellent in it. I definitely excelled. I got a 4.0, which I never had when I was doing the medical thing. And I was on the dean's list. I graduated with honors, and it was such a proud moment for me to follow my dream. So I had been in that realm, but I always kept the PR thing as a side opportunities. Whatever I could do to still keep my hands in that field, I always did it. And I think what my inspiration really was to just follow my dreams and go with my career thought and what, you know, compelled me to say this is my passion is I had something kind of traumatic happen to me where in 2011 I just kind of was like in a bad place. I was single, you know, just kind of going through what is going to be my next move. Am I going to stay where I'm living now? Am I going to move? Like, where am I going in my life? I was like 23. Like, where am I going? So I took the leap and I said, you know what? I got to try this. I got to do this because if I don't, I'm never going to know what's going to happen. And I know that this is a goal of mine. I got to reach it. So I took the jump and I moved to New York and I stayed there for like 3 months and I did the PR thing in an entertainment company and it was fantastic. And I came home and realized I was still without a job in that field. And then I decided that, you know what? Sometimes the opportunities, you have to make them for yourself. You can't rely on other people and other companies to make them for you. You know what I mean? So then that's how I became who I am today.
Right. I think that's really important because a lot of people don't necessarily have that opportunity to turn around and hop back into their passion. You know, sometimes they wait and they're just in this realm of shoulda, coulda, wouldas, and they're full of regrets and they just lose focus a lot of times and they kind of slip into this state of depression. So it's good to hear that. You know, I know for some of those young bucks out there, 23 sounds like, oh, wow, 23. No, 23, that's about the time where you do start to doubt some of the things and directions that you started moving in when you realize that you've kind of gotten away from your passion. So, I mean, thank God you were able to make that shift at an early age so that you could live a happy, healthy life. Otherwise,
exactly,
it could have been really dark and gloomy for you.
Yeah, and I feel like there were so many situations in my life where I had thought about, like, oh, well, what if I did this different? Or I wish I wouldn't have made this decision. And I didn't want to do that with PR because I knew that, you know, I always had it in me. And I think that it comes also from growing up, being mature, and also having confidence. And I think when I was younger, you know, everybody has dreams. You know, when I wanted to be 15 different things when I was younger, a scientist, you know, a model, an actress, a movie star, you know, I had so many different things that I wanted to do. But this just always stuck with me. It was something I was good at. And, you know, even so, I mean, I always encourage people when I talk to them to follow their dreams because some people don't even know, you know, what a dream is or what it is to chase it or follow it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so gratifying when you have that unattainable goal that's out there that you can't reach. And once you even grasp a little bit of it and, you know, you taste that feeling of success, it's like you just want more and more and more. And I think that's always where, you know, I never gave up and I just kept pushing and going because I'm just driven by determination. Like, I just motivated all the time, you know. And I always think of that song by Drake, I Just Want to Be Successful. How corny is that sound? But it's really what I do in life, you know. You want to be happy, you want to be successful, and you want to be healthy and, you know, all of those things combine into one when you're doing something that you love.
Right. Absolutely. Totally agree. it's interesting because, you know, I know for me, I could give a personal account, right, of working with you and your style and some of the things that you do. And not only do you motivate yourself, and I can imagine you have to do this for some of your other clients too, but you have to motivate your clients as well too. And, you know, for the most part, Ms. Diamond B is very bubbly, very excited, but I know sometimes I'm just like, you're like, hey, Diamond, let's do this. Let's do this idea. Let's do that. And I'm like, okay, it's great. And then next thing you know, I'm like, Allie, I was thinking we should do this. And I think we should do this type of show and all of that. And it's like, it's really important. I mean, that your publicist is somebody that you can also bounce back different ideas with or just have that open communication with, because that's like the jewel to success, right? Because we see so many people who have great publicists, but it's still like you see something is missing with that person because sometimes it's not really tapping into their passion. And like I mentioned, yes, everybody has their little low points or times where they're just feeling a little but it still should be like this connection. If your publicist is passionate about what they do, and as long as you're passionate about what you do, when the two meet and the two collide, like, the energy is crazy and the land of possibility could just grow. And so I just want to thank you for being you, or being like, yep, we got a show tonight and we got this person coming on and we're going to do this. It's going to be a fun show. And I'm like, okay, all right. And then I talked to him, I'm like, yeah, Allie, I really was a good show. I wasn't feeling 100% today, but, you know, I turned on that mic and I'm like, hi, everybody. And he wasn't the Diamond B experience that I just kind of snap into it sometimes, you know, after getting that text from you or having that little talk. So.
Well, I read a post somewhere one time that said, like, you're a publicist, but you're also a best friend. You're a therapist. You're, you know, a personal shopper. We as publicists are so many different things in one, because, you know, just as much as you're your own brand, we are what, you know, you represent us, and we're also a representation of you, too. So when both of our game plans are on point, it's good, you know what I mean? And that's, you know, a lot of the things that also people don't realize when they get a publicist, especially freelance publicists. A lot of people don't go with them because of the fact that they've got burned by so many people who are just taking their money and not giving anything in return. But what people don't realize when they're, you know, looking for marketing services is that you have to be as passionate about yourself as I am about you. Because if you don't believe in you and you don't push yourself, I can't help you. I can have all of the contacts in the world, and I can do whatever I can to show, you know, to push you and put you out in the public and the media. But if you don't have relevance and you're not helping yourself get relevance by putting yourself in the right places at the right time, you're going to go nowhere. So, you know, sometimes it's a struggle between people. But also at the other time, too, you know, you really get to learn things. And I think that that's what's helpful, especially, like you said, when you have that connection with somebody. Because just from working with you at the Diamond Bee Experience, we have secured some really incredible guests. And sometimes I have surprised myself. And we have had some conversations where I'm like, oh, my goodness, can you believe that this person said yes to come on the show? Like,
right.
I can think of an example, Dr. Jen Berman from Couples Therapy.
Yes, that's exactly who I was thinking of.
I never thought that she would agree to come on that show because she was on VH1. That was when the show just came out. She was very busy. She also had her own radio show on Sirius XM with Cosmopolitan Radio, and her publicist and her agreed to come. And that's, you know, right now, I mean, I don't know if Dr. Jen would be listening right now, but I have to say she was one of the most humble people. Considering, you know, how fast her career blew up and came out on the market, she was one of the most humble people that we had on this show because she was so humble and willing to come on and talk to people and talk to us. And that's why I love what I do, because I met some incredible people. And in turn, from having them as guests on this show, working with their management and their public relations team, I've built some really great relationships and friendships with some of these people, you know. So it's really been such a blessing for you to have given me the opportunity, because when we first started, I mean, I'll be honest with you, you know, I didn't really know what the heck I was doing, but we learned, we grew, and look, you know, we've had some successful interviews and, you know, some great, great people come on, and, you know, our success rate has been fantastic for being a brand new show. We did really well in the first month, and, you know, it's just been incredible, you know, and it helps when you do have that friendship, too, so, you know, that's important as well.
Yes, definitely. And, yeah, I definitely want to go back. As soon as you said that, like, Dr. Jen, that was, you know, I've had, you know, like you said, I've had some wonderful guests. And, yes, I love my guests. They all have great things to say. But, like you said, at that particular time in which we got Dr. Jen, it was like she was high in demand, you know?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She was going on other mainstream talk shows. You know, it was like she was growing. She already had a great name out there. But once that hit VH1, it was like she blew up. And we got her during the season in which DMX was on there, so it was a really explosive season that was going on. And sometimes when you get those people, you know, you kind of expect them to come on and somewhat have, like, a guard up. But she was answering every question. She gave tangible advice, so that was a great thing. But, yeah, like you mentioned, that connection is really big. But one thing that I've always been intrigued by people who are truly doing something in which their heart desires. So mm-hmm. I know that when we started the Diamond B Show, well, rather when I started the Diamond B Show, and the way in which we came to work together, I know that it was new grounds for us.
Yeah.
For those who are not familiar with the story, I'll tell a little bit about the story. And just to give you guys an idea, I'll tell the, you know, about the story is, you know, basically Allie and I was working on another project together, and I was one of the clients, per se, for that particular company. And there was an entertainment site that was attached to it. So not only was I streaming from Blog Talk Radio, but it was another entertainment site in which my show was being streamed on. There had to be some changes that were made through that partnership. It just no longer was working. So Ms. Diamond B made the decision, okay, I think this is not for me, so I'm going to step. And Ms. Diamond B would run everything herself, from trying to secure guests, from running the studio. The list goes on of everything Ms. Diamond B was trying to do. You know, publicity concerning the show, and I literally just, like, boom, off, and just was handling it all on my own. Not too long later, I get a call from Allie. I'll say probably about a month or so into when I went independent, and Allie's like, you know what? It wasn't for me either. And she said, I saw where you wanted to go. I heard everything you would say. I am so on board with you. I want to support you, and I want to support what you're doing. How could I help? And I was like, okay, girl, let's make this thing work. And we just took off, you know. We just took off from there, working together, you know. We've had different interns and various other people who have come on board and helped us. But since I left that other entertainment site and that other company, it's been Allie and I since, you know, we haven't missed a beat. And, you know, we bless all those who have been involved. And it's just been great. You know, it's nobody out there who will give us a bad rap. You know, it was just one of those things where we had, you know, we both made a decision that certain things just wasn't for us. And I urge anybody to do that, you know, no matter who that person is or whatever that company is. If you just know that that particular thing is no longer working for you, try to leave on the best of terms if you can. And just know that everything will work out.
Well, for me, I mean, that whole, I knew you were going to bring that story up, by the way, too. I was waiting for that.
You wait for that.
And, you know, yes, I do. You could bring some surprises on me, but that one I knew was coming. But yes, you know, I have to say, though, that, like, you know, that it is true. And, you know, I think, too, what set us apart from that particular situation was there was a sense of loyalty between the two of us that you immediately noticed. You know what I'm saying? And we didn't get that from the other parties involved.
Mm-hmm.
So I immediately saw that from you. I saw your drive, your ambition. And I enjoy working with people that match my drive and ambition, such as, you know, and as you mentioned, I partnered up with the CEO and founder of Innovating Marketing and Management. LaToya Hurley was also on this show a couple weeks ago. And let me tell you, she matches my fuse. Like, she and I have such a great relationship as business professionals as well as a friendship. It's almost the same thing as us working together. Like, and I really enjoy working with people that I know match my work ethic, because that's how you know things get done. And just like when you said earlier, you know, if you get down, I'm going to bring you up. And we've had many conversations where I was down, like, you know, oh, this didn't work out and I'm upset because this person didn't come on. But we build each other up and we continue to build that confidence so that our brand is successful. And a lot of people and a lot of companies don't have that, you know what I'm saying? And that's really a huge component in making yourself and your brand successful.
Right. Yes, absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned LaToya, who definitely was a pleasure to have on the show a couple of weeks back. And, you know, you say that she's one of your mentors. And from what
yes.
I understand, especially in that is difficult to find a really good mentor that will help you for various reasons. You know, it's still related to entertainment. Whether you're a person in the forefront or you're a person behind the scenes, entertainment is a very interesting world to operate in, and especially when you're trying to be a publicist,
mm-hmm.
it's difficult to find that perfect person per se, and I say perfect loosely, just because I say perfect is just as you mentioned, just like that fire, that lighting that match, basically, like that connection. That's what I call perfect. Like, if you connect
mm-hmm.
with somebody and you could view that person as a mentor or someone who helped launch your career or somebody who you're able to create that great balance for, that is perfection. Perfection doesn't necessarily mean that everything will go right and every plan will go seamlessly, but that's perfection for me. So tell me a little bit about how you were able to link up with LaToya as this great mentor and recognize that she really was that person for you, and just maybe expressing the difficulty it was for you to find that mentor, but also how important it is for somebody to have a mentor in this arena.
Well, I will tell you, I've had several mentors that have been on this show, actually, that were very influential to me in, you know, finding my own passion and launching my career. And one of the first ones was Lizzie Grubman. She is a
mm-hmm.
huge PR publicist in New York City, very, very well known. And she had a show on MTV called Power Girls.
Mm-hmm.
God, I was probably like 18. And I had a paper to write for college and called Lizzie Grubman's office like, hi, can I talk to Lizzie Grubman? And they're like, who's this? You know what I mean? Like, you sound like you're 12. Why are you calling our office? And I was like, I need to, you know, I'm a student and I need to write a paper and I want to interview her. And they're like, hold on, you know, like typical Manhattan attitude. No offense to anybody in Manhattan, but, you know, like they were like, who the heck is this person calling? You're not a celebrity. You're not one of our clients. What are you doing? So Kelly Brady actually got on the phone and she's been on our show as well.
Yes.
And she was, you know, on the Power Girls show, and she said to the interview, and I was like, wow, like, okay, you know, it wasn't what I was aiming for, but okay. So I met her at a cafe, and I did the interview with her, and I wrote the college paper and sent it to her afterwards, and we maintained a real good friendship for years. I even interned at her company, Brandsway Creative, in 2011, and it was such a great experience. You know, she's been a role model for me forever. Like, she was one of the main people that I looked up to in PR. But when I went there and we worked together, the time period was just not right for me to be there. I had recently lost a friend who committed suicide, and it was just mm-hmm. a rough, rough time period for me. So I came home, and, you know, me and Kelly today still have a fantastic friendship, and she'll always be, you know, my mentor and somebody I looked up to. But as time progressed, I worked with different people who, you know, kind of mentored me. And the second one that was really influential was Shelley Trung, who was from the founder of 365 Dates. My cousin Rachel, who's, you know, both of these women have been on the show as well, she was writing for 365 Dates with Miss New York, and she told me that they, you know, needed a publicist, and I interviewed, and I worked with that company for about 2 years, and Shelley taught me a lot of what I know and a lot of the organizational structure of how, you know, I cooperate and operate is because of her, because she really mm-hmm. took the time to build me, which was fantastic, and that was another great opportunity. But with LaToya, it's completely different. She was actually the publicist for a client that was on our show, and the combination of her with that, you know, person, they no longer work together. But we, you know, I still watched what she was doing, and I saw her doing some really big events. So I reached out to her, and, you know, I had a conversation with her, and just kind of, like, immediately we clicked. And you're right. It's so hard in this industry, especially in this professional public relations, because I think a lot of people find you as competition. They don't want to build you up to what they are because they're afraid you're going to outshine them. But with LaToya, I never feel that way because I know that, you know, together we want each other to succeed. It's not about, like, you know, oh, you're going to do better than me or whatever. No, it's a team effort. And that's really genuine and that's very rare to find. And she is a fantastic person to talk to, very knowledgeable, very, very, you know, strong, independent. There's so many qualities about her that I completely admire, and I hope to be half the publicist as she is one day because she is exceptional at what she does. And, you know, it's just been so gratifying to find somebody who, you know, she's like, you know what you're doing, but I'm going to give you tips and I'm going to kind of show you how I do things. And, you know, I've listened in onto some meetings with her and I'm like, wow, like just the confidence level that she has is incredible.
Yes.
And I have confidence. It took me a while to get that in this field because it's so competitive and, it's kind of trying on your ego and such. But I feel like working with her has also motivated and inspired me to be a better publicist as well. So she's phenomenal, though, and her company is phenomenal as well. So I'm really blessed. And look at it. Like, all of these opportunities – we're based from the Diamond B experience. So that's really cool too, you know?
that's so great to hear. You know, that's part of the reason why I do the show, you know? I love to hear about people connecting through this channel, you know, through this outlet that I so-called have. You know, I'm not, you know, another thing, Allie is PR for real. So Instagram, Twitter, Allie handles that, ladies and gentlemen. You know, Miss Diamond B, she may peek in there every once in a while, but for the most part, that's Allie. But, you know, every once in a while I will say something, but I just say all that to say, you know, Miss Diamond B isn't really the person who necessarily will use Facebook or Twitter more so to put that quote up every day or start up that conversation. Like, this is really my safe haven for Ms. Diamond B. Like, I love helping to promote people and speaking about people's passion and helping them to achieve their dreams and their goals and just even helping people build up their confidence. So many times I've had guests that's come on and they're like, hey, this is my first interview. I am so nervous. And I'm like, you do not have to be nervous because this is safe space here. There's no expose that's going to happen. There's no pressure. Like, I'm all about positivity. And how can I help you get to the next level by sharing whatever you're doing? Like, that is so one of the main reasons why my show is in existence. And just, I love the fact that I have a variety show. I think we've had this conversation before of people asking me, oh, why don't you fall into the hip-hop drama? Why don't you fall into the gossip portion of your show? Why don't you just focus on these particular guests? Well, why would I? And our world isn't wired that way. Why would I?
Yep.
I'm not even wired that way. I am such a variety person, I think I would say. You know, so many things that I'm interested in, so many different things I could connect to. So I really hold this radio show and just the Diamond B experience. One of the reasons why we call it the Diamond B experience is because it's like so much to it than just a little radio block that we have, because it's just the realm in which we can use our voice and we have an outlet to do that is just so important to me, and also allowing other people to meet and grow as that movement takes place is really special to me. So I'm happy to hear the Diamond B experience of the two of you connect.
Yeah, and just as you said, you're a host. That's your role. You know what I mean? A lot of people who are branding themselves, and I've seen it with people that are on our show as well, they're branding themselves in one genre and then focusing on another genre. So you may be a chef, but you're also marketing and you're also, you know, a singer on the side. Like, you have to find your niche and your brand and stick with that. It has to be consistent, because consistency is very important in becoming a relevant person. If you're doing 15 different things, no one's going to know where you're going. So my suggestion to people who are interested in building themselves up as a brand is look into PR services. Do your research. Find somebody who, you know, you feel comfortable with and go with that person, because you need to focus on what you're good at and let the marketing professional focus on what they're good at. Don't try to do all of it at once, because it never works and it's not successful that way. You need to focus on your craft and your talent. And, you know, that's where a lot of people don't have a budget for marketing and think that it's too expensive. Well, in order to grow and to be relevant and to be put out in certain areas, you need to have a budget towards that, because, you know, I've heard people also say, like, certain brands you look at don't have marketing, like Rolls Royce and Jaguar. They go by referrals and word of mouth, you know, and that's okay for them because it's working, but it might not work for you. So you need to find out what is going to work for your brand and, you know, just research, you know, find your information. It will never hurt to ask or never hurt to look up a topic that, you know, you're not familiar with that could help you get somewhere.
Absolutely. So, you know, definitely want to talk a little bit more about, you touched upon it, the services that you offer for those who are listening who may be in need of a publicist. Some may even need a clearer picture of what exactly are the services that a publicist or a publicist like you in particular offers, because I know some may offer various things. But, you know, let the listeners know what are some of the services that you're able to provide as a publicist, Allie.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we do is we will market you and put you out to the public and get you relevance, put you in the places where people will notice you. So red carpet events, the Grammys, the Video Music Awards, things like that, where you're going to be surrounded upon, you know, the biggest names in the industry. And we're going to put you next to those people so that you can start building a network within, you know, the genre that you're familiar with, or even, you know, in the same relevance of entertainment industry, and put you out there so people see you with those important people and you get your buzz going. We'll also work on your social media content, so your Instagram, your Twitter, your Facebook. We'll help you revamp that. We work on press kits, which involve your bio, a history of the work that you've done. We compile some photographs together. Sometimes we even work on image consulting. So who are you as a brand? What do you want to do? We might, you know, put you with a stylist to help you perfect your image to match more of what your brand is going to look like. We'll help with brand consulting as well. So if you're a host of a radio show, we're going to put you in the host genre so that you're more admirable to people who are looking for hosts and you get more opportunities. When it comes to models, actresses, reality stars, people who have that buzz already made up, the musicians, the artists, we'll get you magazines, newspapers, radio shows to interview you and put you on their front page papers. There's so many different components. We'll write press releases when you do events so that they're marketed out to all of the biggest search engines. And the list goes on and on and on. So what I always encourage people to do is I want them to find out first what their expectations are of working with a publicist. We want to know what you are looking for from us. And, you know, if you don't have any knowledge of what we do, we'll explain it. But if you have an idea of what you want to brand and how you want to be branded, we'll talk about it first. And then we work on, you know, structuring out a plan and sending over a proposal that will outline the exact tasks that we're going to help you with. And we build you from there. So generally, it's based on a six-month contract, and they can go longer than that too. But we generally feel most comfortable with a six-month contract, and we'll just continue to grow with you and work on your progress. And, you know, we've had some really exceptional clients. We did an incredible event last year in Houston, Texas. It was an all-white celebrity charity fashion show. VH1 Love & Hip Hop's Kimbella was the host, and it benefited NFL player Antonio Smith, Little People with Big Challenges charity. And we had such a great outcome. We're doing it again this year. So it's going to be Sunday, August 30th in Sugarland. And it's going to be with another celebrity host and benefiting another charity, and details will be following. But, you know, we help you with events as well. So if you are a company and you're branding, you know, lingerie. We're going to throw a fashion show and put your items out there so that people can see what you're doing, getting you relevant in the community, things like that. That was a mouthful, sorry.
No, you're fine, They need to know. Like you said, some people don't necessarily know exactly what a publicist does, so that's good that you help put all that out there for them and let them know that it's flexibility to customize as well, too. So that's great to hear. So, Allie, let us know about some projects that you're working on and some things. I almost want to laugh asking you that question. Some projects that you're working on. I mean, I know one project that you're working on, but let us know about your some projects that you're working on. And, oh, my God, have I made my big announcement? Maybe I should make my big announcement tonight, too.
Goodness. Do we have to do it? We're going to do it with me on the call. I got to get my tissues.
No. Let's not do it tonight. No.
I'm just kidding. No, I think actually tonight would be a fantastic night to do it. So you can make your big announcement.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you want me to tell my positive note and we'll continue on with it?
We'll hold on to the big announcement. But let's talk about some upcoming projects that you have, some things that you're working on, ways that people can know about everything that Miss Allie Rue is up to, and ways they can stay in contact with you.
Absolutely. So as I mentioned, I am doing the annual fashion show with Innovating Marketing and Management on Sunday, August 30th, and it's going to be in Sugarland, Texas. We have a host in mind, but we haven't released any information to the public yet. Location and all of that is also still in the works. So you can go to www.allwhiteccfs.com to find out more information. We're currently looking for fashion designers, so it's going to be like a fashion show event. We're going to have sponsors attached, giveaways, raffle tickets. It's going to be phenomenal. Last year was incredible. Kimbella did a great job hosting. This year is going to be a little bit different. We had vendors and such there. That's not going to be a part of this year's event, but we are working really hard this year to blow everyone's minds out of the way. And I wasn't able to attend last year, but I will be in Houston this year, so I'm excited to come to that city. Yes, I'm so hyped. I've never been to Houston before. I've heard it's a great city, so I'm really excited to go there. And it's going to be fantastic. So everybody should go online and buy tickets. Even if you don't live in Houston, come fly out there. The tickets aren't that expensive, so we want you to come out and spend some time with us. It'll be a good day. So we've got that going on. We've got a couple really big clients that are coming up and about, but I can't really release any information about that either. That's a good project. I am currently still working with the Diamond B Experience, so that's phenomenal. Another big client of mine is astrologer Ray Setti, who's been on this show as well. He's got a lot of events going around the country, and he's available for readings at astrologerray.com. So that's a huge, he's fantastic. He's been on the show a bunch of times too. We absolutely love him. So that's going on. We're just really working on building Innovating Marketing and Management to its truest potential right now. And you can go on to the site there at www.innovatingmarketing.co to read a little bit more about us. And you can reach out to me at arusso@innovatingmarketing.co if you're looking for, any information regarding the public relations services. And I have an Instagram at @arusso_imm. You can follow me there. I put all my public relations things that are going on that page. And then I have a Twitter at @AllieRussoPR. You can follow me there as well. And that's also my personal Instagram too. So you can try to do that. If I don't know you, I might not add you, but the public page is there too. But, very exciting. And then I'm actually going to be at an event at the Passion Lounge in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania on May 15th, which is a Friday. Kimbella will be in the house. It's going to be hosted by DJ Nels, DJ Alizé are going to be there, the really great DJs. So So if you're in the area, please come out. It's going to be fantastic. I'm excited about that as well. And just, you know, I'm still working on different brands and helping them build their contacts and just talking to people and seeing how I can help and just making myself more relevant, too. I did an interview. I think I shared that with you, Diamond, with Raina Campbell from Brandmakers.
Yes.
She did a fantastic interview with me, and really I've built a good partnership with her, too. So I'm working with her a little bit on, you know, helping her with some of her interviews and such. So, you know, a lot of things in a lot of different areas. And I'm getting married August 1st, too. So that's just like.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
Congratulations,
I mean,
again.
Busy. Yes. 2015 has been a fantastic year, and I just think it's going to get better and better from here. So I'm really excited. And, you know, I just have to say, too, I want to thank everybody who believed in me from the beginning and didn't think I was crazy for saying all of these things. Because now the people that were like, oh, girl, you were nuts. Like, what the heck were you thinking? Now they see me in photos with people, and now everybody want to know your name. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's great. I still remain humble, and I always will, because at the end of the day, I know where I came from. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just grateful and thankful that I've had the opportunities and have been blessed with the amazing people that have come into my life, because I wouldn't be who I am without those influences. And I'm glad, you know, I'm proud of myself, too, because there's so many times when I wanted to give up and throw the towel in. And that's another thing I encourage anybody who's listening that is afraid to follow that dream or doesn't have confidence. You will build that. If it is meant for you, it will find its way. And that's what I've always believed in and what I will continue to always believe in, because it's true. You know, you may think, and that's another side thing, too, just to mention quickly, that, you know, I lost something at one point, and I had a door close on me before I even opened this other door. And it is true. When one door closes, another opens. And as much and as hard as I was looking at that other door, like, please don't close on me. I want you to open, you know. I am so thankful that door closed, because this opportunity and everything else that was happening in my life would not have been possible had that door not closed. So
That's right. Thank you
to the door that closed. And,
yes.
And I keep welcoming them open doors. Keep opening, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Miss Allie, it has been a pleasure as always. And, of course, I wish you much success in all your endeavors, everyone that you are working with. And I'm just sending positivity and love your way. You know how much I love you and care about you and want to see you succeed. So, Miss Diamond B, just would like to extend that. Once again, much success to you. I'm rooting for you. You know, Ms. Diamond B is always in your corner, always going to be there to send you a little text, email, whatever you need to get you through this, honey.
And I love you, too. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to work with you. It has been so successful, us working together, and I know that we'll continue to succeed and do big things together as well as separately. And I wish you the most success ever, too, because, Diamond, what a lot of people, you know, they hear you on this show every Wednesday, and they can tell from hearing your voice that you're such a great person. But to know you is to really, really love you. You are so full of positivity, and you have been such a great influence on my life. And I consider you a mentor as well. You really have, you know, helped me grow as a person. So thank you. Thank you for being that network for people to embrace. And thank you for, you know, like I said, giving me that shot at being your publicist. I will always be your publicist, so I'm working for Diamond B until the end of the time. You know that.
Thank you so much, Allie. That was so sweet.
You're welcome. Well, thank you for allowing me to come on and putting myself in the forefront. I hope everybody enjoyed it. And, you know, if anybody is interested in talking about PR services, do not hesitate to reach out to me. I'm always available.
Yes, wonderful. Allie, have a great night. Such a pleasure chatting with you.
You too, Diamond. I'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Yes, take care. And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, the publicist, the one and only Allie Russo. Be sure to shoot her a message and find out about her PR services. You can contact her at arusso@innovativemarketing.co. Also at AllieRussoPR@gmail.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you so much for tuning in. Everybody's probably like, Ms. Diamond B, what's the big announcement? What is the news? I think Ms. Diamond B is going to wait till next show to tell you guys the news. I hope you're not too upset with me about that. But just know that all is well. Everything is in divine order. Everything is working together for His greater good. And I'm just so excited. This is an exciting time. And so many great things are happening. You know, it's definitely in the atmosphere. Definitely be somebody who is just exuding positivity, because those same vibes, that same energy will come back and just wrap around you. And it's just one of the greatest feelings in the world when that happens. That being said, ladies and gentlemen, be sure to join me next time for another great show with another great guest. Until next time, have a great week. Be blessed.